for the friends we have loved and lost. Then we still believe in God we trust. And the freedom our forefathers granted us. We know it's not too late to save America.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is November 22nd, 2020, and our show will be about current events, particularly the last week's events that was brought to you by the mainstream media. What I'll be doing is stripping out the fake news, providing the listeners with what actually happened during the week, and fleshing out the fake news, so you don't have to. We'll start off the episode with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. We've got a new sponsor. Water is essential to the human body. Today, we have many chemicals that are in our tap and bottled water that are causing many health-related challenges. It is crucial to make sure you're consuming clean, super antioxidant drinking water. We have a new sponsor that shares a water technology that not only helps with inflammation in our body, but also produces the most hydrating water in the world. Go to the link in the description to learn about our new sponsor's premium water technology. Well, the show this week is very interesting. Of course, lots to cover. Let's start right off. It's very frustrating watching the mainstream news because it's almost 180 degree difference, a flip-flop in what's going on behind the scenes. On November 19th this week, Tucker Carlson really treated Sidney Powell poorly in the fiasco on that interview on Fox News this week that really makes many suspect that Tucker Carlson himself is controlled opposition. He's one of the last remaining good guys that's out there in the mainstream, and his treatment of Sidney really exposed the fact that perhaps he isn't either. Keep in mind, listen to everybody, but trust no one. Come to your own conclusions. He might be one of those 80-20 guys. 80% of what he says is true and factual, but 20% isn't. Problem is, which 20% isn't? That's where they get you. Guys like Alex Jones and others, it's tough to differentiate what's true versus what isn't. There was another shooting, this time on 11-20. November 20th, a shooting in Wisconsin. With all the shenanigans going on, we were expecting a false flag to come about. That could have been it, or that could have been the attempted false flag to get the distraction off the voting irregularities. Or it could have been an honest, organic shooting also. But keep in mind, those are very rare. If you follow Twitter, the profiles of deep state actors this week all changed to black and white photos. Go back to November 20th this week. The following Twitter profiles all switched from color to black and white, including Obama, Oprah, Jill Biden, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, and others. But once again, it's the same characters. It's the same repeating characters that are in the news all the time. And usually it's the old Tom Hanks, John Legend, those type of folks that are out there, Oprah, Madonna. So they all changed theirs from color photos to black and white. Must be comms of some sort. Keep that in mind. On November 20th, a woman in Alabama received 15 years in prison for falsifying drug test results that resulted in multiple parents losing custody of their kids in divorces. She owned a lab in Alabama. And once again, this leads back to the Child Protective Custody, or the CPS, departments all across the nation. And so it's not just one or two bad guys here in the mix. It is widespread. And what they'll do is taint the results of the drug testing to make it look like one of the parents has a drug issue or is using drugs. The other parent then will get the 100% custody of them. So in cases like this, this kind of thing does go on. A lot of corruption in that. This woman, 15 years, was sentenced in Alabama. On November 19th this past week, Dominion Voting, the company that's ensnared in the voting fraud scandal for these elections, they refused to testify before the House committee. And so not only are we getting issues with corruption on these companies, they're not even showing up to testify. So keep those things in mind. That's nothing that has been on the mainstream news that I saw at all. Other things, not in the mainstream news. November 17th, Michigan refuses to certify their vote, including Wayne County in Michigan refused to certify their results. The county board of canvassers. And so they refuse. But in the background, there was two Republican members that were threatened. So the shenanigans going on behind the scenes is very interesting. Speaking of shenanigans, Minnesota State makes the news again. Governor Walz is going to close down bars, restaurants, and fitness centers for the next 4 weeks to help contain the coronavirus spread. Now, they're really pumping this up. They're really going full throttle on the corona because Trump is still in there. They're still blaming it on him, and they're going to use this, I think, to possibly force him to concede because the pandemic is so bad. And what we're hearing on the Biden side is that because he's not allowed to take transition and he has all these great plans to shut down the coronavirus, that it's only causing it to stay out there. That also is propaganda. They're using that. They're using it. Now the Dems voted in Pelosi for two more years as Speaker of the House. That took place this week. More awful news there. Now, good news. There was a sex sting operation in North Carolina that resulted in 178 arrests. There was a child sex sting operation. This does also not make the mainstream news. U.S. Marshals are usually involved in these things. And they're really cleaning up, really cleaning house in human trafficking, sex trafficking, and child trafficking. But these are not lead stories in any of the mainstream news. Also, what wasn't covered in the mainstream news is Lindsey Graham giving a fist bump to Kamala Harris on November 17th. Lindsey Graham is one of those that some people like, some people love, some people hate, and some people are still on the fence with. He's one of these actors on the chessboard, one of these guys playing a role that seems to be suiting whatever he needs, and he seems to be controlled. Boy, once he walked up to Kamala Harris, who's having a conversation with someone else there on the Senate floor, he gave her a fist bump, gave her kind of a wink and a nod or something as he walked by. This is extremely telling. keep in mind to watch whatever you hear come out of the mouth of Lindsey Graham. As you never know. Now, the state of Georgia this week said they found 2,755 votes found in Fayette County just this week, November 17th. They're still finding votes. So not only is the election not done yet, it's not certified. The votes are still coming in. The votes are still being found, and the fraud is still being exposed. Now, if you turn on the mainstream media, you'll hear the only thing about the fraud you'll hear is that it's allegations, it's a conspiracy, there's no found, there is unfounded claims of fraud. But those of us following the alternative media where the whistleblowers are coming out, there's multiple videos every single day that have been coming out proving the fraud. But they don't want to hear it. They don't want to push it. And they think that just made up claims. We're seeing these votes come in late. We're seeing votes becoming switched. We're seeing votes from people over 120 years old voting in the election. In one case, a man 150 years old voted that had been dead for half a century. Dead people voting, illegal immigrants voting. So we're not even close to coming up with the conclusion of this presidential election. In fact, it might all be wiped out to start over fresh. Now, they're going to start off with some of the counties and some of the states like this. You know, Georgia's really facing the backlash, and they bought all the Dominion voting systems, not for some of the districts, not for some of the areas, but for the entire state. Dominion has already been exposed with a connection to Seidel, or if you pronounce it, Skytel. And those servers in Germany, the connection in Spain, the company in Canada, it's just too much. Now, more votes were found in Walton County, Georgia, this week. November 17th, Tracy Beans, good journalist, alternative reporter, media, very active on YouTube, Twitter, had a strange house fire that basically burnt down her house. This was 11/17. She's done some very good investigative reporting. And anytime I hear a case like this, you got to take it with a grain of salt. A strange house fire during all this to one of our leading folks fighting, one of our leading patriots fighting the good fight here. The Federal Reserve this last week had a vote come to the floor from Trump nominee Judy Sheldon. They voted no. They didn't want her in there. I'm not sure the connection there or if that's worthwhile or not. But I'm still of the belief that the Federal Reserve has been turned over and shut down, essentially, and reports up to the U.S. Department of Treasury. This took place about 8 months ago when they switched everything over. None of that was in the news. So I don't get too concerned myself when I hear news about the Federal Reserve. We know they are bad. We know they are corrupt. And their whole charter has been corrupt since it became, as they came into play in 1913. So Trump, I believe, has fixed that behind the scenes. But keep that, when you hear the nominations and things like that, keep that with an open mind. They really went after him. The Dems and the anti-Trump, those with TDS, did not like Sheldon. And so that's something to monitor. Trump requested removing more troops from Somalia. This was, if you want to look it up, November 17th. So more troops coming home. Afghanistan, the troops are coming home. Somalia, the troops are coming home. Trump has now received, I think, three nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. This also does not make the news. These are good things happening. We're getting the troops home. But when it is covered by mainstream media, it's all negative. Trump doesn't know what he's doing. Trump's not listening to his military intelligence. Trump's going rogue and bringing these troops home. Well, I say, finally, we're bringing the troops home. Ohio, state of Ohio, they are now on a three-week curfew that was announced on November 17th. So I mentioned earlier Dominion voting. They're caught up in this fraud. Seidel caught up in the fraud. Smartmatic is another one. Now keep in mind this. The board member, a board member for Smartmatic, is retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. Actually serves on the board. He's the president and the board member at Smartmatic. Also a member of Biden's transition team. Keep these things in mind as you connect the dots. The mainstream media will not connect the dots for you. It's up to us to do that. FBI. And I'll call this the good FBI. There was two versions out there that we're seeing. I think most of it is still corrupt and bad at the very top, but there are still good elements of the FBI out there. This week, Operation Varsity Blues indicted Peter Brand, the former fencing coach at Harvard. So, Mr. Peter Brand received $1.5 million in bribes over the years from a man by the name of Jai Zhao. Jai Zhao wanted his two sons to be admitted to Harvard. Probably weren't going to qualify, weren't going to be on the fencing team, probably weren't going to be admitted. But once you started handing over the bribes to the tune of $1.5 million, and that's what they caught, it may have been more. So Mr. Peter Brand, receiving the bribes, allows the two sons of Jai Zhao into the university, busted by the FBI in the operation called Varsity Blues. Very interesting. Washington, the state of Washington, the governor orders a lockdown that doesn't allow anyone in your home, any outside people in your home. And this is true. Look it up, November 15th. So this ties back to the Thanksgiving holiday coming up and Christmas holidays coming up. Not only are they limiting in some states and having people over, including friends, family, and relatives, they're limiting them not to 6 to 10 people. State of Washington is going to say no one other than your family members in your house are allowed to even come in. Very interesting. Twitter makes the news again, not in a good way. The Joe Biden blue check account on Twitter actually was switched to president-elect after the election and after the AP. Yes, the media, called AP, Associated Press, is the media. They do not have the right to call the election. Basically saying Biden won. Twitter changed his subheading on the Twitter account to president-elect. They drew a lot of backlash this last week for that. And now changed it back. If you look on his account now, it just simply says politician under Joe Biden. But they do not have the right to call him president-elect. Now, Twitter is also going as far as saying when Inauguration Day happens, they will switch over Joe Biden to be the president, whether or not Trump is still ensnared in these lawsuits with the fraud. So they're going, they're being very, very interesting, very upfront. Just pushing the envelope. They're going to say they're going to switch it on over. They do not have the right to do that. But keep in mind, Twitter is part of the bad guys. Google, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. All these groups are part of the same group that have all been compromised. A House member in Michigan wanted to impeach Governor Whitmer. And I don't think that went anywhere, but that also did not make the news this week. They want to impeach the governor in Michigan. And so they opened that up. This took place back on November 16th, trying to actually impeach. I'm a fan of that. That actually makes sense. The corruption they have in Michigan all ties back to the governor. Everything that's going on in the state of Michigan, all the corruption ties back to Whitmer. Kind of like Minnesota with walls, kind of like the issues we're seeing in California and New York. Last week's Sunday paper, the headline on all major newspapers on November 15th was A Time to Heal. They prominently showed pictures of Biden and his wife, Joe, Biden and his transition team, Biden and his family, all with smiles, very positive images, with the headline reading, "A Time to Heal." Now, that was the exact headline in all these newspapers. So for those of you who do not believe in Operation Mockingbird or 4 a.m. talking points, the bullet points that are received by the mainstream news at 4 a.m. every morning as to what to print, what to publish, and what narrative to push, that is alive and well. Propaganda is in high gear here in America. That's one thing as well. A time to heal. Basically, the narrative is that the country cannot heal if Donald Trump is still the president. Donald Trump is still fighting the fraud, legal cases. We don't have time to heal. The healing for this country is being put off or being tabled until Biden takes over. That's the narrative they're pushing. Remember, Mr. Biden himself will be facing many cases of indictment and will most likely be sent to prison after this whole fiasco is done. Speaking of corrupt social media, Zuckerberg and Mr. Jack Dorsey from Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, if you watch the testimony that took place on November 17th this past week, testifying in Washington. Very interesting. Some people really grilled them for what they're doing. Keep in mind, any post that Donald Trump makes regarding the vote right now is being flagged with a warning. Being flagged with a warning that it's not legit or it's not yet been verified. So it forces the user, if I want to retweet a Donald Trump tweet, I got to click retweet, go to the warning, and then hit tweet. It's a couple extra steps. And they know that taking those couple extra mouse clicks are going to eliminate a handful of people from actually doing it. And that's what they want, to reduce that. Now, we know Donald Trump's tweets are correct. There are lawsuits. There is fraud. And he more than likely did win the election. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that he's going to win all 50 states by a landslide. And so this is the type of thing mainstream media does not want out there. They're trying to say now that Donald Trump is the one causing the interference, causing all the shenanigans, because the Republicans are the bad guys. So keep that in mind. Nearly 200 arrests this last week in a large-scale child trafficking case in Tallahassee. This also didn't make mainstream news. Tallahassee. Almost 200 people arrested in a large-scale child sex trafficking ring in Tallahassee. That, to me, should be mainstream news. That should be all over the news. These are good news stories. Bad guys going down, going to prison. The player to watch is Ezra Cohen Watnick this week. He's the one that QAnon has referred to many times as watch him, watch Cash Patel. And last week they were both in the news, being promoted now in the Defense Intelligence Group with the Pentagon. They have now leading roles of what's going on here. Some think that they're both part of the Q team, part of the less than 10 that know what's going on. Very well could be, but some went as far as to say that maybe Ezra Cohen Watnick is JFK Jr.'s son. That was going around on the internet forums this week. Could he be the one? Remember, Q made the post. It's going to surprise you when you find out who QAnon actually is. Some people think it's JFK Jr. Not really died, and he's really alive, and he'll be announced. I don't personally buy that story. I also don't think that Ezra Cohen Watnick is JFK Jr.'s son. But what you see out there, the folks debunking it, saying it can't be, those are the people saying that John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife Carolyn couldn't have had a son that old that we wouldn't have known about. We don't want to speculate that it was Carolyn's son. We don't want to speculate that it had anything to do with him and her. The folks saying it, it's saying that it's JFK Jr.'s son. They're not saying who the mother is. And so that could very easily be the case. I'm just speculating on that myself. More likely not, but because we don't know his background with his double last name and who his true parents are, that could be the case. Some people say that the names don't tie out, but all we know, Ezra Cohen Watnick is a good guy, a white hat. Follow him. This week, Jim Jordan had to announce on Twitter in a press conference, actually, to say that, yes, there is a congressional investigation into the 2020 presidential election. Mainstream news says these are all just allegations. There is no fraud. You're making all this up. They're all conspiracies. And so we do know here on the show, my job is to split that out, to differentiate the truth from the fake news. Jim Jordan has confirmed that there is a congressional investigation going on currently into the presidential election. That's huge news. Now, what I saw this morning on Twitter was the first tweet from Huma Abedin in 2.5 years. She's another one to watch. Now, why would she post today after not posting for 2.5 years? Great question. Great question. She is one to watch. This ties back to her husband, Anthony Weiner, the Weiner laptop, the insurance case, the pedophile, the death of that 8-year-old girl allegedly her and Hillary filleting the skin off her face while the little girl was still alive. And so if the video, once that video comes out, it's going to put all these people away. The video does exist. That's the video that when shown to seasoned New York City police detectives caused them to physically get ill. So Huma is back tweeting. Now, what's making the news today is the word biblical. The word biblical. American hero and patriot Sidney Powell is going on and on to try to get Michael Flynn off. She is a white hat and a patriot. Michael Flynn, we know, did nothing wrong. Now she's jumping in and is basically the lead attorney for the fraud case in the various states that Trump is trying to overturn the election results in these states. The voting system was flipping votes. People voting for Trump, it was being flipped, taking away from Trump, adding to Biden, Biden winning all these states, winning the so-called election. What that does is makes Biden, of course, the winner. The preliminary estimates that are coming in so far is that there could have been 17 million votes for Trump that were flipped and 7 million votes for Trump that didn't get counted. Well, if that's the case, we've got a $24 million vote flip, and Trump's going to win by a landslide. Keyword landslide. QAnon has been posting this for quite some time now, the actual word landslide. The other quote QAnon has used is the word biblical. When all this comes out, when the truth becomes known, not only in the election case, but all of this, it will become biblical. This is not something new that Sidney Powell just created off the cuff. Q first mentioned the word biblical on June 11th of 2018 and has been using it pretty commonly since, the word biblical. So Sidney Powell uses it, much like last week we get Pompeo going on a press conference saying, quote, the world is watching. Another big phrase from Q. Sidney Powell says, biblical, this is going to be biblical. People, those with TDS, lose their minds when they see this. They say, what is she talking about? She's completely lost it. She has no evidence. Why is she saying all this? Why is she saying the word biblical? I log into Twitter this morning and find that biblical is trending. Biblical is trending. Like it's some new thing that Sidney Powell made up. This is old news for those of us following. The other thing trending today, Lee Harvey Oswald. 57 years ago today, JFK was assassinated in public in a motorcade in Dallas. Now, we all know Lee Harvey Oswald did not fire a single shot that day, but still, for those who do not know their history, are blaming him, and therefore his name is trending today. Please do your research, people. It is out there. It's very interesting. Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot Officer J.D. Tippit that day, as two different types of bullets were found at the scene of his murder. Revolver bullets casings and automatic bullet casings. The weapon found at the scene was a revolver. So, who killed Tippit? And why did they try to pin it on Oswald? All part of the plan to help secure Oswald as a hated man in America back then, in 1963. They had to pin him not only as a killer of the president, but a cop killer. So that pretty much cemented the public's perception of Oswald. Keep in mind, JFK was shot from multiple directions there in Dealey Plaza. A gun was left behind on the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository, where Oswald worked. But Oswald, it was confirmed, he was in the cafe getting changed for a Coca-Cola that he purchased in the cafe, which was on the second floor at the time of the shootings. So keep that in mind. Please do your homework. A lot of it is out there. We do need to work hard on relearning our nation's history, as what we've been told for the most part has been a lie. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for our email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. We'd like to especially thank our donors and our Patreon members. Thank you. Let's save America. Together we can save America.